This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Taiwan's foreign minister accused China on Saturday of trying to shape Taiwan's upcoming election after Chinese military exercises were launched around the island. China announced earlier Saturday that it had launched joint air and sea patrols and military exercises of the Navy and Air Force around the island of Taiwan, according to its state media outlet. By the afternoon, Taiwan's military said it had detected 42 Chinese warplanes making incursions around the island's air defense zone. Chinese aggression, just one of the reasons for a historic summit between the United States, Japan, and South Korea at the U.S. presidential retreat Camp David on Friday. More from the VOA's Steve Herman.
A key outcome of the unprecedented Camp David meeting among U.S. President Joe Biden, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol is an agreement their countries will hold annual multi-domain trilateral defense exercises. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Hurricane Hilary churning off Mexico's Pacific coast, currently a Category 4 hurricane, but its real threat is the rain it will bring to Tijuana in Southern California. The area is prone to mudslides, just cannot take a lot of rainfall. And according to National Hurricane Center senior hurricane specialist John Cangalosi, that's just what's coming.
3 to 6 inches with totals in some spots up to 10 inches. And if you hear those numbers and you live in the southeast, that they're not big numbers. But out there, we're labeling that as rare and dangerous flooding, because that is a lot of rain. That's about a year's worth of rain for some locations.
First time since 1939, a storm of this power has hit this part of the country. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin held a meeting with the commander of Moscow's Ukraine offensive at Army HQ in the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don, the Kremlin said early Saturday. Moscow gave no details on when the meeting took place, but footage released by state media indicated it was at night. Putin met the generals after the U.S. approved the transfer of Dutch and Danish F-16s to Kyiv. More on that from VOA Eastern Europe Bureau Chief Miroslava Gangadze.
Ukraine was waiting for this decision by U.S. For long months. And the Ukrainians asked for F-16s when the full-scale invasion of Ukraine started.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Sweden on Saturday, saying he was there to meet with the prime minister, the royal family, and other officials to thank them for their support. In West Africa, ECOWAS says their forces are assembled and ready to move on Niger if needed to restore democracy there. ECOWAS Commissioner Abdel Fattah Massa.
I tell you, we are ready to go anytime the order is given.
ECOWAS says they would still hope the dispute can be resolved peacefully. According to the International Labor Organization, small and medium-sized businesses account for the majority of enterprises and employment in Nigeria. But about 80% of these businesses fail within the first 5 years. In this report from Abuja, Gibson Amika explores why these businesses fail and what the Nigerian government is doing to help them. Amy Katz narrates.
According to the International Labor Organization, these businesses contribute 48% of Nigeria's annual gross domestic product. But according to the Small and Medium Scale Enterprises Development Agency of Nigeria, about 4/5 of these businesses fail before they turn 5. Isaac Boti, an Abuja-based economist, blames the situation in part on haphazard government policies.
So we have it on papers that the government has rolled out or rolled out certain programs to help the SMEs. Who is tracking the implementation of that program? To what extent are this program effective?
For Gibson and Mecca in Abuja, Nigeria, Amy Katz, VOA News.
You can get more news on our website, voanews.com, or from our apps available from both Apple and Google. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.